All right, good afternoon. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm excited this afternoon on behalf of my co-authors, one of whom I have to acknowledge is in the audience, so Rachel can keep me honest, to talk this afternoon about utilizing the informal health sector to reach women delivering at home with life-saving interventions. So in particular today, I'll be talking about a project in Mozambique, where traditional birth attendants were distributing misoprostol to prevent postpartum hemorrhage at home births. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I think everyone in this room all knows that high maternal mortality continues to be a pressing issue in global public health. And in particular, women delivering at home are at high risk for morbidity and mortality because when complications arise, trained providers and necessary interventions are unavailable. So in Mozambique in particular, only one in three women who are living in rural areas deliver with a trained attendant, and that's in comparison to 81% of women living in urban areas. Since 70% of the population lives in rural areas, obviously addressing women who deliver at home is imperative to tackle maternal mortality, especially in Mozambique. Now, ideally, all women would deliver in a well-staffed health facility with all the necessary interventions, but the truth is we're far from that reality right now. And there are several barriers that exist that prevent women from delivering in health facilities. They may live far away, so you can see a road that a woman may have to travel to reach the health facility. She'd need money and transportation to reach it. And also, culturally, it may not be in the way that she wants to give birth. And then when she arrives at the facility, she may find a health center like this one where the one nurse who staffs this health center is 8 months pregnant and sees dozens of patients a day for antenatal care, delivery, postpartum care, even cases of incomplete abortion. And there's no provider lined up to replace her when she goes on maternity leave. So obviously targeting interventions to reach women in the meantime who will continue to deliver at home until we can build up the infrastructure is imperative to reach women and to reduce maternal mortality. So misoprostol has gained a lot of attention in the last few decades because it has the potential to reduce PPH-related morbidity and mortality in low-resource settings. It's a uterotonic drug that can be used to both prevent and manage postpartum hemorrhage, which is the leading cause of maternal death. You can see it is a tablet that the woman swallows, so quite an easy intervention compared to the injectable uterotonics, which of course are the first-line prevention and treatment, but require a skilled provider in a health facility to administer. Traditional birth attendants are a critical opportunity to reach women during pregnancy and childbirth. These are trusted members of the community that have a cultural history of being present at birth, and for a couple of reasons are an ideal way to introduce misoprostol for use at home births. Because these are established members of the community, it lends some credibility to the women in the communities with its intervention. And also, they tend to be present at home births, so obviously there to help administer the intervention. And several studies have demonstrated that traditional birth attendants and other community providers can safely and effectively give misoprostol at home births to prevent PPH. So in the project that we worked in, we were in one district of Mozambique, and we trained 119 PBAs. Since I have a little extra time, I get to tell a story because I love this picture. So this is from our training where we were introducing all the information to the TBAs, and some of the elders, the more established TBAs, kind of took control a little bit after getting the information and started creating songs and dance to help women remember, or help the TBAs remember the dosage and timing information and the community messages. And so we have these great songs, and they kind of took it on as their own. It was a really great moment. So the TBAs were trained first to conduct community and one-on-one education meetings on excessive bleeding. So you can see her showing a pictorial pamphlet that explained how to identify excessive bleeding and also how misoprostol is used to prevent it should she be unable to reach a facility to deliver. And TBAs were also trained to carry and use misoprostol to prevent PPH and also to measure postpartum blood loss. So there's a local garment there called a capulana. It looks kind of like a sarong. And we calibrated it and measured it to find out that one soaked with liquid is the threshold for postpartum hemorrhage. So TBAs were trained to identify that as the threshold for referral. TBAs were linked to the formal healthcare system through meetings with their supervisor at the local health center. So they met either monthly or every 2 weeks or maybe every week, kind of depending on how far the TBA lived from the health facility. And you can see they reviewed all the women who had delivered, looked at their data collection forms, and also made sure they had enough misoprostol, reviewed all the protocols and procedures, and kept the link there. Over the course of a year, these 119 TBAs were present at over 2,400 deliveries and all took misoprostol. And of all those women, very few experienced excessive bleeding and needed subsequent referral. So you can see only 6 women were identified as having excessive bleeding using the capulana. Of those, only 5 were referred for additional interventions, 1 self-resolved, and there were no maternal deaths. And you can see another community poster that was used to emphasize the messages and misoprostol. And an unanticipated benefit of this program or outcome of this program was this strengthened linkage between the traditional birth attendants and the health center staff. So before, TBA said that they never felt very welcome there and felt a little uncomfortable. By virtue of having their meetings at the health center every couple of weeks, they got to know the staff got to know them, and the nurses started inviting the TBAs in to accompany women during delivery and qualitatively reported that they were seeing more deliveries at the health facility because TBAs were bringing them there. So it was this really nice kind of beautiful organic relationship that developed by kind of introducing these two groups together. So in conclusion, engaging TBAs is an effective way to reach expectant mothers with life-saving medicines. So these 119 TBAs reached 2,444 women in 12 months. A lot of numbers, but it tells me a few things which get me a little excited. That's about 2 women per month per TBA, which actually, if you think about these communities being quite small, is a large number. That doesn't include the women that they escorted to the health facility, so the number's actually even bigger, and reinforces what we heard from the TBAs was that women started talking, and women living in other villages started coming to these TBAs to deliver with them because they heard about this life-saving medicine. So TBAs really were an effective way to reach women who were going to be delivering at home. We also saw that TBAs can safely use misoprostol at home deliveries. They gave the correct dose and the correct route. They referred when necessary using the capulana. And so we also saw by linking TBAs with the local health facilities that the ties between the formal and informal health sectors were strengthened and created this continuum of care from the household to the health center and the hospital. So that's all. Thank you. We'll have to.